Good morning.
Hello.
Ooh, what's this right here?
Your rib?
Is that a kidney?
No, that's not a kidney. It looks like a rib.
Something's punching me from the inside. Cramp. Maybe I need water.
I'm not a doctor, you know.
But you do go to the doctor a lot.
You want
to
call 911?
No.
I'll dial it.
Slow your roll.
It's so exciting.
So exciting.
They track your phone and everything.
Oh, man. Oh, that's just a weird pain I have, right? Like underneath my rib.
It just started?
Just now.
Just start stretching.
Oh, boy.
It could be my gizzard.
Your gizzard?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Isn't that something that birds have that humans don't?
I was like, I don't think that's a thing.
Well, hopefully you like hot weather because it's already 81 degrees outside. And it's not even 6 a.m. yet.
Do you know it's supposed to be like 97 today?
That's not
even a joke.
Not funny, Roy.
It's been so hot I can't even take the top off the Jeep.
I know. It's been so hot that like the minute you park your car and go in somewhere and come out, your car is blazing.
Yeah. And, like, I was going to try to go swimming yesterday, but my pool was a bath. It was too warm.
Oh, that's the best.
No, when I'm trying to cool
hot.
Off.
Mm-mm. And we were freezing the other day at your place.
Well, they were adding water in it.
Mm.
They were adding water in it. But now it's all hot, warm water.
Here are some of the best It's So Hot jokes.
Oh, here we go.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's so hot, I saw a chicken lay an omelet.
That's funny.
It's so hot, I saw a squirrel picking up nuts with pot holders.
Yeah. So, they're such dad jokes.
Let's see. It's so hot, door-to-door telemarketers started calling. Okay. It's so hot, I saw the devil in Walmart buying an air conditioner. Mm. You see where these are going, Lorraine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I gotcha.
It's so hot. This is one that is funny. It's so hot, I saw two trees fighting over a dog.
Oh, to get cooled off? That's pretty good.
What's that noise?
I don't know.
It's so hot, my thermometer in my car says, you kidding me?
Yeah, it's too hot.
I know. It's just, you know, 81 at 5 in the morning.
And my dog, like, stares outside and wants to go outside, and I'm like, I'm not going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because usually it's the other way around.
I know.
If it's not one, it's the other.
What, like me staring outside wanting to go outside?
Like the two of you can never link up and both want to be outside at the same time.
Callie doesn't like going outside.
No, she doesn't, but like yesterday she was interested like towards the evening, like towards the afternoon, like at 5 when it was blazing hot. I'm like, no, we're not doing that.
No, you pee in here.
Yeah. No, we're going out for a second and then we're coming back in. And you're lucky if I clean up the poop.
So can I tell you guys my worry this morning?
Mm-hmm.
My brother is watching Cash.
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
Well, when he got in at 1 o'clock last night from the airport, I heard the garage door open, and I came in and I said, hey, because this is the first time he's ever watched Cash by himself. I said, have you ever changed a diaper? He goes, no.
Oh, boy.
Well, well, when do you think you would have changed a diaper?
I don't know. With me at some point over the last year and a half?
Mm.
So, I was like, listen, just call me when he gets up and I'll walk you through it.
Oh, cool. Let's do that on the radio. I want to hear your play-by-play on how to change a diaper with Ben, your brother, who was in here not too long ago. And we played a good game of family.
Yeah.
Family facts between you two. Well, that's nice. So you don't have a sitter today?
I do, but she can't get there until 8.
Okay.
Which just happened that Vinny got in, and Cash is, I'm watching his monitor, and he is just thrashing around his bed already.
Okay.
Oh,
so
boy.
Vin's going to have to get into action here.
Mm.
Is Vin sleeping?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I told him to set his alarm for 6, though, because that's usually when Cash starts to stir. And of course, 6:02, here he goes.
This might be the last trip Vin makes.
Yeah,
I know.
Vinny's like, I'm all set.
I'm going to Charlotte to mellow out. Next thing you know, I'm changing a diaper at 6:10 in the morning.
He just came back from Vegas. Like, what a departure from that, right?
I know. Came in at 1, too.
Actually, in Vegas, that's where Alan in The Hangover found his baby.
Right.
Carlos.
That is true.
Yeah.
Roy, have you ever changed a diaper?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
For who?
His two nieces.
I have two nieces, yeah.
Oh, and an old uncle.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta clean them.
Especially in the car.
Yeah.
Callie's gonna be wearing diapers before long.
It's not, I know. It's not too hard.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. So we got a giveaway Sam Smith today. We're going to do that. We got a Sam Smith suite for you.
Yeah.
We're going to hook you up to go see Sam Smith July 6th at the Spectrum Center. And it's the MRL Show suite. We're giving it to you. It's the Sam Smith suite. Anytime you hear a Sam Smith song in the 8 o'clock hour, be caller 9 and you can score that.
So perfect.
That going on.
By the way, I know you're in this whole promotion thing. I want to stop you because you sent me a video yesterday and I'm so intrigued by it.
What video?
The cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Sent me.
Did we get it?
No, he sent me the video of a cartoon because like a back story inside joke. But your whole family is engaging in it. And I'm so amused by that. Like he's with this. I'm messaging that your mom and dad I'm hearing in the background.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they're all talking about what's happening in the cartoon.
What cartoon is that?
It's the one with the...
it's a Longhorn Foghorn. Yeah.
It was I said, boy.
Oh.
It's the,
oh, God.
It's the old cartoon channel.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody's got the old cartoon channel on, whether it's Spectrum or Satellite, you know, like Boom, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And it's all the old, like, Tom and Jerry,
yeah.
Roadrunner, and the Coyote, and Leghorn Foghorn.
Yeah. It's he sent me the video, and it's funny because it's the Longhorn guy. And
you want me to play it?
Yeah, and I hear your mom talking about like going, oh, he got the cement on him, and your dad's like, I hear everyone talking about what's happening.
Okay, but understand that my son's there, so that we're talking, we're engaging.
I didn't
with
know
Dean.
That.
Yeah, it wasn't just I'm thinking
you were sitting there watching cartoons with your parents. I don't even hear your son.
All right, so let's listen to this. Let's listen to this two
He's
ways.
He's nowhere
then.
To be found.
Yeah.
Loren, let's listen to this two ways. Let's listen to it first, thinking that Dean's not there and it's just my family discussing a cartoon, okay?
That's funnier.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. Let me play it.
Whoa. Oh, this is going to be bad, Dean. Uh-oh. He's going to concrete that door down.
Oh, no. It concreted him.
Sorry, Dean.
Okay, so now...
So I didn't know Dean was there, so I'm thinking I'm hearing his dad going, oh, this is going to be bad. And then your mom going, oh, he got concrete himself. And I'm like, why are they engaging?
So wait, when you didn't think Dean was there, and it was my parents and I just watching and commenting on Leghorn Foghorn or whatever his name is, would you want to be part of that family, or did you think it was really weird?
I wanted to be part of that. I thought it was so cool.
I would have thought you were 40 years old and living in your parents' basement.
Look, I love how they're all. It's like Manny's a little kid again. As parents are talking about the cartoon.
But listen, you hear my dad say Dean.
Yeah. I didn't hear that though, and I.
Whoa! Oh, this is gonna be bad, Dean. Uh oh! He's gonna concrete that door down.
Concreted him,
Vinny.
And then we had a good time and we watched the Roadrunner and that coyote that coyote is always up to shenanigans to try and catch that Roadrunner.
But I didn't hear him say Dean. I just thought he was just talking about the cartoon and I was like, what's going on? Oh, this is gonna be bad.
I'm glad we clarified that. My family's not that crazy. I mean, we're kind of nuts, but my family's not that crazy.
That was so good though.
Yeah. Lorraine, did you find a sitter for tonight? Are we going?
No, I don't think I'm going.
Oh,
I know. I know.
We got the advanced screening of Jurassic Park tonight, and her boyfriend is in that movie, Chris Pratt.
I know. I don't want to talk about it.
Maybe Royal Watch Cash. He's not going.
No, I can't.
Why don't you ask him during commercial so it's like not a bit.
Okay. No. I'll make it real awkward when he tells me no.
Oh, they don't have to bring it back on the air because that's where I like to bring awkward things.
All right, don't forget, Sam Smith, sweet. You could win it in the 8 o'clock hour on the MRL show. I'm
always ready. It's 95.1.
All right, Roy, Loren, would you guys know how to fix your car if it broke down? It
depends.
On?
Like, is it something simple like...
flat tire.
Right? Oil change?
A new study of 2,000 American car owners found as many as a quarter feels like they take a risk each time they hit the road with their vehicle if it's currently needs repair or no longer runs well because they have no idea how to fix it or even know the basics about a car, i.e. changing a tire, changing out the oil.
Hmm. Oh, it kind of shocks me when people don't know how to change a tire. I always thought it was pretty common sense.
I told you guys, I was on a date and we came out and got my car from the valet and got about a mile down the road. Excuse me. And we had a flat, and the guy that I was with didn't know how to change it. So in South Beach, Miami, I'm laying on the ground in a cocktail dress changing a tire.
Oh, you were lit.
Lit. Like, when I tell you, my dad was like, you are never going on another date with that man.
Yeah.
What did he do while you were doing that?
He just stood there.
Learning. He was learning.
Oh, my God.
I yelled at.
Did you just go, shut? I'll just do it. Look out.
There was a big conversation about, like, what do you mean you don't know how to change a tire?
I love it.
I'd call AAA, quite honestly.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, and I'm a longtime member.
But it's yeah. 12 o'clock at night. Like, what, are we going to wait until 2 in the morning?
I don't know.
All you do is remove the bolts and take it out and put the new one in and put the bolts on.
I get it. It's not difficult. It's the process is difficult.
It's annoying.
The idea of it isn't, because then you got to, like, jump on the lug nut thing with the tire iron. You got to jump on the tire iron to break the lug nuts because they're so tight from when you go to the shop and they use the power gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I know a lot of people that listen to the show are part of NASCAR teams. I wonder how quickly you could change your own tire on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah. It's not a quick process with me, but I can do it.
But you're not part of a NASCAR pit crew team.
That's
what
true.
I'm saying is like, you know, if you work for Gibbs and you have to change your tire. And also, do you feel the need to change people's tires when you're driving down the road? Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
Anyway, the results showed that 68% of cars currently have at least one thing wrong with them.
Hmm.
And 36% of those people that are driving the cars with something wrong said they have no idea how to fix whatever's wrong with it. Well, of course they don't.
Yeah.
One in four Americans also said they're not confident enough to know how to jumpstart a car if they had to.
Really?
Jumpstarting a car?
Yep. What's the rule on jumpstarting a car, Lorraine?
Honestly, I would probably YouTube it at the time just to make sure, because I know you can't put the two things together. And
yeah, what is it? What do you do?
I assume red to red, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Black to black.
Yeah, be confident with your answer.
Listen, I took auto mechanics in high school because I was done with all my classes. Like, I used to be able to change my own oil. I haven't done it in 10 years.
Mm. Yeah.
But
that guy in Florida, did you tell him you took auto mechanic in school?
Yeah.
Because if you did, then I might have said, well, then you get out there and fix it. You know what to do.
Oh, no. I mansplained him.
Oh,
okay. I love it.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, now with all the cars becoming more electrical, I could see why people are too afraid to touch their cars.
Yeah.
It's not simple, man.
This is great. I'm putting this away for later because you know what this is going to bring up. People, 68% of cars currently have at least one thing wrong with them. We got to bring back My Car So Janky.
Oh,
and that's the best.
That is good.
We'll do that at 7.
Best, yeah.
All right. Up next, though, we're going to tell you why one man is divorcing his wife, and it has to do with something she did in a movie theater.
Okay.
We'll tell you about it in less than 10 minutes.
95.1.
The home of the Sam Smith Suite is Kiss 95.1 in the MRL Morning Show.
When you hear the Sam Smith song in the 8 o'clock hour, be call number 9, and you get into the suite at the Spectrum Center.
And then we need you to repeat after us. I sell seashells at Sam Smith's suite at the Spectrum Center.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, Lauren, before you get into the dirty, tell us about what's going on in celebrity gossip. This husband said his marriage is over after his wife pulled a move, an unthinkable move, at the movie theater.
What did she do?
Well,
we're going to the movies tonight.
The cops were called to mediate an incident in Wisconsin over a snack dispute. At about 9:31 p.m. on May 27th, per a police report, the wife explained that prior to the movie, she was in line to get popcorn when her husband asked her to not salt it before he walked away. After getting the popcorn, she decided that since she had paid for it, she would go ahead and salt it despite his protest. When the husband discovered that his wife had salted the popcorn, he accused her of being unfaithful and declared that their marriage was over.
Over salt.
Well, they clearly have some bigger issues going on.
Like, that was the breaking point.
Yeah. Like, there's been some infidelity and it all that he's been holding on to.
I just imagine him, like, hitting the bottom of the popcorn and popcorn, flying all over the theater.
The husband then refused to watch the film and waited outside the theater while his wife enjoyed the movie and the salted popcorn.
Ah! Boy, awesome. She is salty.
The wife found him after the movie but would not let him drive, claiming that he drives too fast when he's angry. The husband refused to get in the car unless he could drive, but the wife had the keys. Fearing he'd be stranded at the theater with no way home, the wife called police after he said he wouldn't ride home with her. It's unclear how long the couple might have been married or what movie they were supposed to see that night.
They got so many issues.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he so had, many. Like, an at least an hour and a half to sit out there and just seethe. Like, he was so mad by the time she got out.
All over salted popcorn. And but you're right. There are bigger issues.
And every minute that passes, he's like, oh, she's not coming out. She's staying. She's watching the movie. I'm angry.
Hope she's enjoying her salted popcorn.
Yeah.
And but, snow caps at the very least. No snow caps.
Ah! And I don't care. Like, if I do dinner right before a movie, I still want the popcorn.
Me too.
I still want it.
I got to get some. Even if it's a small.
Yeah.
The only thing with popcorn is it automatically tells me I'm flossing that night.
Oh, yeah.
You don't floss every night?
No.
Oh, I don't.
I mean, come on. Let's not go down that road.
I floss every single night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you don't get to, so your gums don't bleed when you floss?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Because mine do. It's a nightmare. Yeah.
I don't even have to touch my gums. If I get near my gums with dental floss, they start bleeding.
Yeah. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Lorette has calluses on her gums.
I know.
No, you're supposed to floss every day.
You are.
You're a filthy rule follower.
I'm really not. I just really am obsessed with teeth. So
is my wife.
Yeah. Okay, so Khloe Kardashian is back in Los Angeles, and her and Baby True got a very warm welcome from her sister Kylie and baby daddy Travis Scott, Stormy, and they left Khloe and Baby True all these balloons, a bunch of cookies with True's face on it, and Khloe thought it was so sweet, and she was a little taken off guard by it, but she did share on Snapchat the videos so that we could be a part of it, too. She was staying in Cleveland, by the way, until the NBA Finals were over, at least until her man was out of it. So, Meghan Markle's dad, there's two pieces of audio here.
Gotcha.
Is opening up to Good Morning Britain. And he sat down to discuss him missing the royal wedding and finding out for the very first time that his daughter was actually dating Prince Harry.
He was on the Today Show yesterday also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first phone calls were, Daddy, I have a new boyfriend. And I said, that's really nice. And then the next call was like, he's British. And I said, well, that's really nice. And then eventually the third time around was like, he's a prince. At that point, she said, it's Harry. And I said, oh, Harry, okay.
Oh, behave.
I kind of feel like Meghan Markle's dad sounds like he's got a mouth full of hot grits, though. He's not the most...
enunciator?
Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
He also talked about that whole issue that he had with the photos when he got caught taking the photos of the paparazzi, too.
He sounds way more normal than I thought he would, you know. Yeah. I thought he'd be like our country character. Dude, doggy, I'll tell you what.
They take all kinds of pictures of me, making me look negative. So I thought this would be a nice way of improving my look. Well, obviously that all went to hell. Feel bad about it. I apologize for it. And that's all I can do. I can't do much beyond that. But that was a mistake.
Oh, I feel bad for him.
I know.
Someone said, listen, I'll pay you money to take photos. And he's like, oh, I'm going to look pretty and good.
And he's not from Hollywood. It's not. I mean, like, yes, your daughter is there. But let me tell you the departure between, like, just me and my mom. You know what I mean? Like, my mom doesn't understand, like, what we do for a living.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't, because she doesn't do that every day.
If someone went to my dad and was like, hey, I'll give you $80,000 if I could take some photos of you. Yeah,
right.
It's a good idea. I haven't had an updated photo of me in a while.
He doesn't know.
Score.
Like, he got taken advantage of.
Poor thing. I want to give him a hug.
I knew that was your father, Roy. I felt the connection. Megan's your sister.
Yeah.
By the way, if you didn't see, Ariana Grande posted a snippet of a song called Pete on social media. She released it first on Twitter.
These two.
Yeah, I know.
This romance is,
just the interlude.
Is as hot and heavy as the whole Kim Jong-un, Dennis Rodman.
You know, I just see this ending like the whole Chris Humphries, Kim Kardashian thing. Like, we were married for 72 days. Like, I feel like, I truly hope I'm wrong, but I just see it going down this path.
I hope for comedy's sake that it's over by the time Saturday Night Live starts so that he can talk about it.
Yeah.
All right, that's your dirty for now.
There's a new trend. We do all these trends. We know all of them.
Right.
Orbiting, benching,
bread crumbing.
There's a new one.
Is there? How can they make another one?
It's called freckling, and we are right in the middle of freckling season. We'll discuss it in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, with Manny, Roy, and Lorette, Kiss 95.1.
We're going to talk about this new trend. You know what benching is. You know what orbiting is. Now there's a new trend called freckling, and we were going to discuss it here, but I think we have to hold off, Roy, because we have some breaking news here on the MRL Morning Show.
Okay.
That we have to get to.
I don't know if this is breaking news.
Oh, it's breaking news. Cash needs a diaper change. Uh-huh. Baby Cash is at home, needs a diaper change. And who is watching Cash?
My brother is there. Now, mind you, he got in from Las Vegas last night at like 1 in the morning.
Good.
And he's watching Cash for the first time by himself.
Okay.
And as he came in last night, I asked him if he knew how to change a diaper, and he told me no.
Oh,
he'd
boy.
Never changed one before.
And Cash just woke up.
Mm-hmm. So my brother is on the phone, and I'm going to have to walk him through a diaper change.
Sweet. I told you we had an emergency, Roy.
I'm sorry.
This is way better than freckling. What's up, Vin?
What's up?
So it's not that I don't believe you, but how close have you ever gotten to an actual baby diaper?
Zero. I'd imagine if I could make a TV show, I imagine I could make this diaper.
Okay, that's fair.
But before you start the process of walking him through, Loren, just to get the mindset of Vin so everybody kind of understands, on a scale of 1 to 10, how difficult do you think this is going to be, 10 being the hardest?
He's in a pretty good mood, so I'm going to say it's probably going to be like a 5, probably in the middle.
Okay,
well, let me prepare you, because the second you take that diaper off, he's going to flip over and try to leave.
Okay, can you put
the gate closed.
Okay, can you put your phone on speakerphone so we can walk you through this process?
Check.
Okay.
Is it just wet, or is there a mud as well?
I don't know. Let's see.
You take a sniff.
So right now, my brother is in our playroom. And Vinny, did you put the TV on for him so he's a little distracted?
Yep, we got the puppy dog towels on.
Okay, that's good news. All right.
Yeah, but put something on for him.
So what I want you to do before you even take off the first diaper is open up the second diaper that you're going to put on him. All right.
Okay.
And there is a Velcro strip in the front of the diaper. And then 2 tabs in the back of the diaper. That's the only way you'll know the front from the back.
What'd you do on the show today? Oh, we walked Loren's brother through a diaper change. Oh, during commercial?
No.
We put everything on the radio.
Yep. And by the way, I'm watching my monitor as he's doing this just to add a little bit of pressure.
That's awesome. Show that to our Facebook Live.
So there is Cash rolling away from him on the floor already.
Let me see.
Cash is already sitting up.
I gotta see this.
He's running from Vinny as we speak.
Okay,
right,
Vin,
you're going to have to lay him back down.
Is it just wet, Vin?
Let's see.
Do you smell anything? You would smell right away,
bud.
You
would smell, yeah.
No, I don't smell anything.
He's smelling it.
I saw him bend his head down his never too.
I saw Cash's hand come flying up. Look, bro, you got to watch.
All right, let me see what I'm doing. Okay.
Trust me, not the grossest thing that I've had to do.
All right, so Vinny, you got to flip him back over and put him on his back. Get his little jammies off.
Okay.
All right.
His top too?
No. Just his pants.
Yeah, that's
his top. Look at him naked.
I know.
I was like, getting this kid fully naked? Like, what's going on?
No. Good question, Vin. No, just to change the diaper, you just have to get the pants off.
All right, come on. We got to do this quick because he's going to leave again.
That's going to be awesome. He's going to run.
Yeah.
All right. Take the diaper off.
Yep.
And take that diaper out from under him.
Come here. Come on, dude.
You're halfway there, buddy.
Does he have a wipe?
I told him to grab the wipes. Oh, there goes Cash. He's rolled over.
Is he gone?
I wish you guys could see this video. Vinny, if you sit, the problem is you're sitting in front of him, so you're blocking the TV. The whole point is for him to be able to see the TV.
Sorry, buddy.
Your whole position, Vin, is wrong.
All right, so put that diaper under him. Make sure the tabs are on the back. Oh, there goes Cash again. I so wish I could see this. I'm taking screenshots.
Can we record this? I can't record it.
I'm sure there's a way, but I don't know how right now.
There he is. Good boy. Hi, Cash. Be good for Uncle Vin.
All right, Vinny.
So is the diaper off, Loren?
The diaper's off. Okay. Cash is bare-bottomed. Vinny, you got to take that wipe, clean him off.
If you're just joining us, Loren's brother, Vin, is watching Cash by himself for the first time and is changing the diaper for the first time ever on national on radio.
Just wipe him off, dude.
What is he doing?
He was like... looking at the camera like, I don't want to wipe him off. And I'm like, it's a baby. You're
you
fine.
Gotta do it.
Yeah. All right, now put the dry diaper back on him.
Okay.
Tabs in the back. He's got to be laying totally flat, dude. He's not going to stay like
that. All right, we're going to take a break.
All right.
We're going to take a break on the radio, but we will continue the whole Vin versus diaper versus Cash
on Facebook Live. Go to Kiss95.1's Facebook page. You'll be able to watch this all unfold, and we'll probably even get video of this as well.
Yeah.
What we need to do is see if, Vin, we got like a 4-minute commercial break here. We'll see if you can be done by the time we get out of traffic. Okay, bud?
Oh, look at that.
All right.
We'll be done.
All right. Where are you? Is the new diaper on yet?
No. Pick his legs up like a turkey.
All right, we'll be right back on the radio, y'all.
Now it's your turn. Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
So a couple weeks ago, we had Amanda on the phone who said that Rich, her boyfriend, is someone who works at one of the banks uptown, and he has interns. And he's been texting different interns that work with him for the summer. And Amanda thinks it's a little inappropriate, but Rich swears that there's nothing inappropriate going on. So just to double check, she wanted to do War of the Roses, and here's what happened.
You could put this summer is going to be GR8. That's just a stupid thing we do. So much fun to come.
And you want that on all of their cards?
Yeah, that's cool.
Rich, that is so inappropriate, and I'm almost certain that you're not just flirting with them. That's just so inappropriate.
Excuse me?
Rich, that's your girlfriend Amanda on the phone.
This is War of the Roses on the MRL Morning Show. It's where we catch cheaters.
I can't be on the radio. I have a job where I'm...
Yeah, exactly. You could get fired for this crap, and you're sending your interns flowers like they're not going to find out you sent those flowers.
It's a joke. I'm just sending some people some flowers.
Yeah, they're romantic flowers. Didn't you think, like, maybe they're not romantically interested and that would be awkward?
No, I don't think it's just funny. It has nothing real romantic in it. I don't know what you're talking about. What is going on
here? Not every woman would find that funny. They would maybe think that you were trying to come on to them. And in your position at your job, you could lose your job for that. Rich,
what is going on here? What are you doing? Why are you calling me like this?
Because I wanted to know what you were doing. You're sitting there on your phone texting Jen all night, and you tell me nothing's going on, but like you're sending her flowers. You didn't send me flowers. I'm the one standing here doing your laundry while you at work all day, and you can't even send me some flowers. You got to send them to that girl that you're flirting with.
You know, that's the key. Is Loren, our AKR operator, said, hey, the romantic flowers, who do you want to send it to the romantic person in your life? And instead of your girlfriend, Amanda, you send it to three interns, and Amanda's right. Completely inappropriate, bro.
I think it's not completely inappropriate. How do you think it's completely? You don't even know me. What do you mean it's completely inappropriate?
Well, that's not really workplace behavior.
Whether they know you or not. You're putting our future at risk. All the things we've been saving up for and working towards will be gone if you lose your job over flirting with these young interns.
What if one of these girls didn't want the flowers and she goes to HR?
Yeah.
Rich?
Ever thought that maybe because you're in a position of power, you're above them, that maybe they feel obligated to talk to you that way for the fact that they want a job? Do you feel that you could be pressuring these people and not even know it?
I'm not pressuring anyone. We just joke around. There's nothing past joking around.
So that was a few weeks ago on War of the Roses. And what did Amanda say to Rich at that point, Loren? She was going to put him on probation.
Yeah. And, I mean, my hypothesis is that he didn't do very well.
Okay. So then yesterday, Amanda called in with this update. Here she is.
Going with Rich.
Girl, not good at all. He didn't even make it to the fourth day before I caught him. It was 3 days in. And he's over there sitting in the corner texting on his phone, grinning about something. And I was like, you know, he's probably texting her. So I asked to see his phone. And they weren't just texting like normal stuff. They were texting dirty pictures and messages to each other. And I just immediately was like, we're done, because he was probably cheating on me back when we called in the first time. Mm-hmm. He was just, you know, hiding it better or whatever, but... Yeah, he didn't make it to the fourth day. It was like 3.5 days of probation, so.
What a jerk. And we sat here and told him that.
Yeah.
You know he's going to get in trouble, and you're better off without him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Because, you know what? Like, first of all, he's not respecting me. But on top of that, he's not respecting himself and his job and where we're at and stuff. And I don't want somebody who's not interested in making sure that we're taken care of first and foremost.
Right. Amen, girl.
Yeah.
And he had no respect for the Me Too movement that we were talking to him about.
Oh, my gosh. Like, how does he not understand that he has such an influence over these interns?
Right. Like Matt Lauer, like coworkers of Matt Lauer have said, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
He wanted to play oblivious, but I'm pretty sure he gets it. Because we've had those conversations, but whenever it comes to him, he can do no wrong kind of thing. And so for him, it's more of like, well, I wouldn't do that. But no, people do view it that way. And I've tried to explain that to him. You tried to explain it to him. And he just wouldn't listen. So I appreciate you guys doing all that. But
yeah,
no, we got rid of that dude real quick.
Yeah, the dirty pictures, man. That's the icing on the cake. Mm-hmm. Well, we busted another cheater. Happy to try and make Charlotte shape up a little bit. Thanks, Amanda. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings at kiss951.com. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
So, going on today is a free pop-up concert that's not been announced anywhere, but right here, we'll tell you where it is and who it is and how you can get in for free. It's all coming up here in about 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
All right, Roy, you said you got a big announcement about a secret pop-up show.
Huge. So big. Tonight, it's around, what'd you say, Nicole? 5 o'clock? You ever say 5 o'clock? Cash Cash is going to be doing a free pop-up show at Rosemont off of South Boulevard. You got to come out for this free show, Cash Cash. Around 5 p.m. at Rosemont, which Rosemont, by the way, is this cool place where they have, I call them adult Capri Suns.
Yeah.
Capri Suns. They're like the alcoholic beverages in a pouch. they were known. This is probably their new one.
Isn't it Take Me Home with Bebe Rexha? Cash Cash?
This is probably what you know from. Hang on. This right here. This one. So they're going to be at Rosemont tonight, 5 p.m. Get there. It's a free pop-up show with Kiss 95.1. I'm falling to pieces, but
I need this. Yeah, I need this. I like this.
It's good.
Yeah, you know this song. Mm-hmm. When did you turn I'm excited. So cold? You
caught me down. And the cool thing is, you guys, it's free. You know, school's out. Gives the kids something to look forward to today. 5 o'clock, South Boulevard.
I'll be there.
Rosemont.
Yep, I'll be there.
Awesome. Cash Cash, free show tonight with Kiss 95.1. Producer Nicole just said in our ear we have to take Natasha's phone call. Okay. It has to do with the Jeep conversation from yesterday in 3 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Yesterday on the show at this time, Lauren, we were talking about the Jeep wave.
Yeah.
In case people didn't hear that, what's the gist of that?
If you have a Jeep, you're kind of obliged to wave if you see another Jeep owner.
And then it turns out that we went down a whole list of people that wave to each other. Delivery drivers.
Yeah.
People that drive raised trucks. I spent a majority of the day yesterday looking at people to see if they were waving to each other.
It's something you have in common. A shared interest.
Even though nobody waved at me and my wife Ford Taurus.
You got to start the movement, Roy.
Okay.
It starts with you, buddy.
Okay.
But producer Nicole says that Natasha's on the phone to, it's kind of based on the conversation from yesterday.
This is Natasha from Charlotte. Natasha, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
What's going on? It says here that you drive a Jeep. So does Loren.
Yeah, you guys were talking about that yesterday. I guess stories and Jeeps. Like, a few minutes ago, I was driving on 51 in Ray, and I crossed paths with this guy in a black Renegade.
Did you wave?
That's the golden rule. You gotta wave.
Oh, my God, totally. He's So he was so cute. I waved, and then he waved back, and he was listening to your show because I heard Roy's voice.
Oh.
So, yeah, so I know we were listening to the same thing.
Okay, so what did you do? I mean, did you get his number?
No, no, that's why I called you guys. I have no way of knowing who he was. He had blue eyes, dark hair. He was definitely listening to us. Yes.
So how long ago was this encounter?
It was just a few minutes ago.
I immediately called you guys.
Yeah.
I love this. Wait, let's talk about the moment that you think you had, Natasha. Smiles, wink, blow a kiss at each other. What was it?
Yeah, what was the conversation?
I didn't know about blow a kiss. He was like, yay, go Jeep. And I don't know. He liked my car, which is a Jeep, and he waved and he drove away. That was it.
So wait, so you thought he was hot. Are you single?
I am.
Looking for love?
Yeah, I guess.
Did you find love on the corner of Ray and 51?
wherever you never expect these things, right?
Well, I wonder if he's listening right now. If this just happened a few minutes ago, he could still be hearing you talk about how hot he is. Mm-hmm.
Natasha, were you headed towards like Matthews on 51, or were you heading towards Pineville?
Pineville.
All right. And it was a black Jeep?
Yes.
APB out for a black Jeep.
I think it was a Renegade. Yeah.
All right, black Renegade. If you just made contact with Natasha in a white Jeep, we would like to make a Jeep connection here.
Yes, 704-570-9595.
All right, we'll call you if we get in touch with him, okay?
Oh, my God, yes, please.
All right, thanks, Natasha. This is ridiculous. This is so funny.
I love it.
You just got to find that black Jeep, man.
We've talked to people who found love at red lights before.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It is a thing. It blew me away. Because we had more than one person say it was a thing. And a lot of people were like still in successful relationships. If I remember the last time we talked about that. Once again, if you are a black Jeep driving in the area near Pineville on Highway 51 in Ray, for those of you who aren't in Charlotte, it's kind of a suburb area. And there's a giant church on the corner called Calvary Church, also known as Oz, because it's huge and it looks like a crown.
Okay.
You ever been out that way?
No, I have no clue where they are. Couldn't even show you on a map.
You're a South End guy.
Yeah, I know where Pineville is, so I can point like the Carolina Mall.
It's kind of on the way to Pineville on 51.
Yeah, no clue. Yeah. But if you are driving a black Jeep and you do have a clue where you were, maybe you remember. I mean, come on. How many people driving Jeeps spoke with someone at a stoplight today? Call us.
Listening to our show. That's why we call it Oz, Roy.
Whoa. That's showing a Roy. Fancy church, man.
A picture
it's
of
enormous.
Calvary Church.
Holy cow.
And it's a crown. So that's where they were.
I never realized it was a crown.
That's one of those churches where they'll probably like, you know how you pay money to the church? They probably do direct deposit. You can just pay directly to the church. It's a fancy one.
They Venmo you instead of passing the.
Yeah, instead of passing the offering, it's just Venmo.
All the phones going at the same time.
They have a huge field in the back. I go there and fly kites with Dean sometimes.
They let you on the property?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I just go. It's a church. It's for everyone.
Is that how it works?
All right, APB out for a black Jeep. Producer Nicole's on the phone with like three people right now.
Now, how can there be three people?
There's just three Jeep owners that want to date her. That's
are you talking to someone who could pretend? You are? Ooh.
Oh, let's put them on.
All right, we'll be right back. 4 minutes.
The Manny Roy Monday.com. Offer ends June 30th. And remember, it's better at Keffer.
Geez, I wonder if that black Jeep was headed towards South Park to go to Diamonds Direct to go get Natasha something.
Oh, you know, I hope he was.
As like a kind of a break the ice gift.
Oh, that's not moving too fast.
I mean, we just saw each other at a stoplight. I'm going to Diamonds Direct to get you a pendant. I'll be right back.
Well, why stop there? How about an engagement ring?
Oh, why not? Well, listen, the great thing about Diamonds Direct, you know, like when you go and try to trade in your car to get a new one, they don't give you anywhere as close to what you paid for it because your car loses value. Mm-hmm. At Diamonds Direct, that's not the case. You actually get more value. It gains, appreciation? Is that the word they call it?
That's right.
Wow, look at that.
Cars depreciate, diamonds appreciate.
Boom, you can actually upgrade your diamond.
Plus, they have the diamonds right on site, which is an amazing thing for me personally. When I got Amanda's engagement ring, which we love, but I got it when I was in Memphis. I didn't know about Diamonds Direct, and we had to look through a book. Then I had to wait 2 weeks for the diamonds to come in, and then it just put the whole process off. Which, like, in some cases, for some guys, Loren, might not be a bad thing. You know what, Dobie? Maybe having the diamonds on site isn't the best thing because these guys get super nervous.
I mean, that's what wine is for. Have a glass of wine, right. You'll be fine. But I just like the fact that you don't feel like somebody's pulling something over on you. There's no fine print. Go see our friends at Diamonds Direct. They're on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
Your AC works 24.
Behind this accident, there's also trouble on Sardis Road at Highway 51. Traffic brought to you by Lake Norman Power Sports. Escape the everyday with a new Sea-Doo watercraft starting at just $53.99. Visit Lake Norman Power Sports in Cornelius today, the number one Sea-Doo dealer in the Carolinas.
Kiss 95.1 happily presents Girls Night Out Rooftop 210 on June 26, starring Rita Ora, Kim Petras, and Madison Beer. The show is free, so tell all your friends to meet up at Rooftop 210 on June 26th and party with Kiss 95.1, but we actually have something you can do tonight.
Yes, that's not the only thing that's free, Manny. Tonight, a pop-up concert for free right there at Rosemont off of South Boulevard. Cash is going to be there performing. It's a free show at Rosemont, South Boulevard, Cash with Kiss 95.1.
Yes. That was Cash popping up.
Oh, gotcha.
It's their pop-up.
Producer Nicole said that Natasha, who called in earlier and put out an APB on the Jeep conversation from yesterday, she met somebody in Charlotte at a traffic light who was also in a Jeep, and she put out an APB for this guy.
Yeah, I thought he was cute.
After doing all the behind-the-scenes work, I think we found him. So Natasha and this dude are both back on hold. Let's talk to them coming up in 3 minutes. Loren, we'll blow off the dirty this morning. We got to make love here in Charlotte.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, boy. Did I just say that?
Yep.
Welcome to the Mania Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is this?
Hey!
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Okay, producer Nicole says everybody's on the phone. If you're just joining us, we're trying to make a love connection here in Charlotte.
We have Natasha back on the MRL Morning Show. She was just on Ray Road at 51.
Yep.
And she met a guy in a Jeep, and he was listening to the show. She could hear us through his speakers.
All right. Now, Natasha, this is producer Nicole said his name is Matt. Matt.
Okay. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Matt. Oh, so you think you saw Natasha?
Yeah. So is she talking about the church that was by 51 and Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah. That she was driving like a white Sahara, right?
Yeah. What kind of a Jeep were you in?
I have a black Renegade.
Perfect. We got the two.
I had my windows rolled down, and I was listening to you guys. She pulled up, and I saw she was listening to you guys too. And so, I kind of waved to her because, it's like the Jeep thing to do.
Yep.
And she's real cute, but she was turning right. I was going straight, but I was like, hey, good choice on radio. So, and I just got to work, and somebody was listening on the radio at work, and they were like, I think this is you. Is this you? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, you need to call in right now.
So this is either going to be a waste, or maybe we could make a connection between the two of you.
Okay.
Matt? Are you single?
Well, I actually just broke up with out of a long-term relationship I was just in for about 4 years. I found out she was cheating on me.
Oh.
And so I actually am on the market. Like, it was kind of, it was kind of cool because I was like, oh, I still got it, I guess. Just, she was really cute. And so, I was like, oh, she's digging me. That's great. I'm definitely available.
Whoa! Okay. Look at this!
Natasha, you're on the MRL Morning Show. You heard that?
Yeah. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
This is crazy. I never thought this would actually work.
It's the power of radio. It's the MRL show family.
Who needs Tinder when you have us?
Right. Yeah, you have MRL. All right, let's talk about it. Matt, in 20 seconds or so, describe yourself a little bit. And then Natasha, you do the same.
Okay.
I work for a marketing company here in Pineville. With a lot of small businesses. And I love going to breweries and things like that. I like hockey. Big Knicks fan now. So, and besides that, you know, that's pretty much my life. I got a great dog. I love going to the park with her, and that's about it.
Oh, dog too? Okay.
Must love dogs.
I'm sorry, Natasha. I'm interested now. Yeah. A Jeep, hockey, and a dog. All right. Go ahead, Natasha. Tell him something about you in 20 seconds.
So I think it's amazing that he has a dog because I have one too. She is a tiny poodle that I actually rescued. And I'm a copy editor, so I mostly work from home, which means my schedule is super flexible, which I love. I love to travel, and I don't know, I have, well, he's on me. I don't need to describe myself. But, yeah, I love having fun and going to new places, so I'm open.
You know what they did? They described people that drive Jeeps. That's what you guys just did. Like, nobody's like, I work in banking. I go home and sit inside.
Yeah.
No, you live the Jeep life.
Totally.
Wow, what are we going to do now? Should we pay to send these two out and then like follow them through the summer?
Yes.
But is the, because you said you got cheated on, right?
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt?
Yeah.
Is that breakup too soon? I don't want you hopping in with Natasha if you get your feels all messed up.
You know, I think the best way to move on is to move on and get over it. Build a bridge, get over it.
Your ex, who is she cheating on you with?
Some guy from her job. I didn't know him, so that made it a little bit better, I guess.
All right. Well, what are we going to do? Matt, Natasha, we don't want to force anything. You guys just
I'm
met.
No, I'm going to send them out. I want to force it.
Don't put your Jeep in between them, Lorraine.
Well, I don't either. I mean, I called in, so I feel like, hey, Matt, if you want to go and let's just hang out, you know, don't make it too serious and see what happens. I'm down.
Yeah, I love that you were brave enough to, you know, put it out there like that. I definitely am interested.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We have some gift cards to our friends over at Queen Park Social. We'll send you two down to Queen Park Social. We'll pay for some drinks. We'll give you like $100.
Yeah, definitely.
Natasha?
Yeah. How do I say no to that? Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll put you guys back on hold. Give producer Nicole all your information. She'll share numbers with you guys. And then catch back up with us next week and let us know how it went, okay?
Sounds great.
That sounds amazing.
And date, okay? No one-night stands. I want to know like a relationship if it
Right, because Jeep drivers don't do one-night stands, you guys.
Yeah, hopefully next time we call you, it's not for War of the Roses, right?
Yeah, and stop chatting at red lights. Pay attention to the road, okay?
Yeah, Natasha, I'll only be nice and not do War of the Roses once.
Oh, my God. No, let's not.
What do you guys want to name your kids when you have them?
Hey, we already know where they're getting married, at the big church on Providence, Ray and 51.
Yeah, Calvary Church. Mm-hmm. That's where you'll get married. Jeez, are we moving too fast here?
A little bit.
All right, good luck.
We'll name them Wrangler and Sierra.
Ah, your kids.
Oh, my God, this is disgusting. All right, stay in touch with us. Let us know how it goes, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah, so we make up for all the War of the Roses with putting a couple together.
Instead of busting cheaters, we're putting people together for once, which is really nice. And clearly, if you own a Jeep, you're supposed to date people with other Jeeps. That's what we've learned today. That's the rule.
All right, we got to play Can't Beat Loren after that beautiful segment. 704-570-9595. If you think you could take Loren down, she's got 6 straight wins, 5 pop culture questions. Call now. Good luck on the show that finds love at traffic lights.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Rise and shine.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Tania and Jade, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you guys are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Yay.
Up in the Lake Lure area, and the note says Jade just passed her EOGs.
Yay.
That's exciting. Yay.
Congratulations. Today's Can't Beat Loren is actually going to be more academic than it is pop culture, Loren.
Oh, you win then.
What shape has 5 sides?
1.
Pentagon.
That's correct.
Ah.
Loren did not know that answer. All right.
I know it's 8. Octagon.
Whoa.
That's what I was going to say.
Because of Octomom, I know.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Kids.
All right, guys, let's play.
All right. Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, we are on Facebook Live. You can see that she's out of the studio where she cannot hear these questions.
All right, Michael B. Jordan and Chadwick Boseman both won awards last night at the MTV Movie and TV Awards. What Marvel movie did these two star in together?
Avengers.
Question two, Miley Cyrus defended old friend Selena Gomez amidst hurtful social media comments. What Hemsworth brother is Miley Cyrus dating?
Which one?
Okay. Question number three. Brad Pitt had the chance to spend Father's Day with his kids in London after a long custody battle. Who is Brad Pitt separated from?
Angelina Jolie.
All right, question four. Tiffany Haddish revealed her crush is Leo DiCaprio on Jimmy Kimmel Live. True or false? Jimmy Kimmel was once an SNL Saturday Night Live cast member.
True.
Question five. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger were spotted having a picnic together, and rumors are going around that they might be dating. Now, Jade, I don't know if you know this or not, but not only did Arnold Schwarzenegger act in Hollywood, he also was the governor of a state. What state was that? And ask Mom if you need to.
California.
All right. Come on in, Lorraine. That's a good one.
Tania and Jade got two correct.
Okay.
All right. Not terrible. Let's see how Lorraine does. Michael B. Jordan and Chadwick Boseman both won awards last night at the MTV Movie and TV Awards. What Marvel movie did they star in together?
Black Panther.
That's correct. Unfortunately, they said Avengers.
Not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess.
Technically, I think Chadwick was in that.
Yeah.
But I might be wrong, and I don't want to get into a whole comic book thing. All right. Miley Cyrus defended old friend Selena Gomez amidst hurtful social media comments. What Hemsworth brother is Miley dating? Or engaged to? What is it?
Liam.
What are they?
They're engaged.
Okay.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Tania and Jay got that incorrect 2-0.
Brad Pitt had the chance to spend Father's Day with his kids in London after a custody battle. Who is Brad Pitt separated from?
Angelina Jolie.
You got it 3-1.
And Tiffany Haddish revealed her crush is on Leonardo DiCaprio on Jimmy Kimmel Live. True or false, Jimmy Kimmel was once a cast member on Saturday Night Live.
I want to say false.
That is correct. Unfortunately, they said true. He actually was a radio guy.
That'd be Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Yep. Currently 4-1.
All right, last question. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger were spotted having a picnic, and rumors are going around that they might be dating. Not only was Arnold an actor, he was also the governor of what state?
California.
That is
California.
Correct. Final score 5-2. Lorraine, you got 7 wins.
Good job, Lorraine.
Aw, thanks. Was that Jade or Tania?
Me, it's Jade.
Aw, thank you, Jade.
All right, there's one thing that she wants to hear, Jade. Go ahead.
I'm Jade from Lake Lure, and I can't beat Lauren.
Good job
playing, Jade.
Good job playing. There
Thanks.
You go.
Still to come.
Congratulations on passing your EOGs. Now, stay in the car, because we got War of the Roses coming. This War of the Roses is one of the craziest excuses we've ever heard. Wait to hear what Ethan says when he gets busted. You got to hear it less than 10 minutes.
The indulgent flavor of Promised Land Dairy's 100% Jersey cow milk has come to Charlotte. In stores and their mobile sampling tour, Promised Land Dairy tastes the Jersey cow difference.
You know, we're about 10 minutes away from hitting 8 o'clock, Roy. And what's so special about 8 o'clock this week on the MRL show?
We are giving away tickets to our suite at the Sam Smith Show. So the MRL Morning Show, we got a suite at the Spectrum Center, and we want to invite you to come inside and watch the Sam Smith Show with us.
That's right. You're going to go suite style when you hear a Sam Smith song starting at 8 a.m. Anytime in the 8 o'clock hour, be caller 9, and you and a friend are in to see Sam Smith July 6th.
We're about to bust Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Tonight, 5 p.m., Rosemont South Boulevard, a free pop-up show with Cash Cash. Oh, hey.
This is them and BB REXA.
Such a good song.
It is a great song.
Just imagine that with the adult Capri Sun beverages at Rosemont.
Yes.
Rosemont, brand new restaurant in the old building that used to be Nan and Byron's, I think would be a good way to let everybody know. And Woo's before that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
On South
it's
Boulevard.
It's now called Rosemont South Boulevard. Join us, free pop-up show with Cash Cash, 5 p.m.
Something to do for the kids today. Take them to see Cash Cash. They'll love it. And it's, like Roy said, it's free. Can't beat that. Also free is how we're going to get you into the Sam Smith suite. And we are now on the clock. It's 8:06. So anytime between now and 9 a.m. when you hear a Sam Smith song, be caller number 9. And you will score your way into the MRL show suite for the July 6th show at the Spectrum Center to see Sam Smith. Just all the S's?
Yeah,
I know. It's tricky.
But you got through it really well.
Thank you. I'm a professional, Lorraine. Professional what? I don't know. But I Hey, we had that War of the Roses with Aubrey and Ethan pulled the worst War of the Roses prank of all time by saying no hablo inglés after he spoke perfect English.
Yeah.
Like that would have ever worked.
We need to know from you guys. Let's get some phones going right now, producer Nicole. We want to hear from people who busted someone cheating and they gave them the worst excuse ever.
704-570-9595. You can also tweet at the MRL show on Twitter. You can go to Kiss95.1's Facebook page, text the studio. So many options.
So this story isn't mine. It's my friend's out in California. He walked in on his girlfriend laying on the couch and another guy on top of her. Okay, they had their clothes on. They were just laying on the couch.
Uh-huh.
And when he walked in, he replayed it for us, so it was hilarious. I mean, it was sad that he was getting cheated on. But the story that the guy pulled was, he saw them kissing, and then he's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'll be able to pop that pimple. And then, like, he got up and, like, walked away.
Because they were so close.
Yes. That was his move. He goes, I don't think I'll be able to pop that pimple. But they were clearly kissing.
Oh, my
god. And then we wondered, I was like, dude, I wonder if, like, they've been talking about that. Like, hey, if we ever get busted, that's going to be my line.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, you're close enough. Why don't you just lick the pus out?
Lauren. 704-570-9595. What was it that you got as an excuse after you busted someone cheating?
Shove his face back down there.
Our text line is open, too. You can text us to that same number, 704-570-9595. Forget about that. It's not cheating, but my friend had someone who was probably 4 at the time, Loren. And they were moving furniture in the bathroom, and the boy walked in, and he goes, Mom fell into the toilet.
Oh, so helping her.
Okay. Right, he was helping her get out. That's a whole nother conversation that we can have one day. Like, when you got busted by the kids,
what'd
you tell them?
Yeah. 704-570-9595.
So while we're waiting for phone calls to come in, we were talking about this earlier, but we never got to it. There is a new summertime dating trend, and it's called freckling.
What's that?
Okay. Freckling is when you get involved with someone for a fling of sorts during the summer, but then drop them the minute fall comes, the minute the Panthers kick off.
I feel like we've already have a term for this.
Yeah. Is the freckling because you get freckles in the summer and then they go away in the winter?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, that's a good death.
There's a part of freckling that makes it different from any other time of year. It's because you started something with someone and then stopped it. Your freckles will probably only fade temporarily. Chances are your summer fling will end on mutual terms. You'll spend the rest of the year lurking on each other's Instagrams and hoping for another shot in the summer. Hence, the freckles will pop back up again.
Yeah.
Freckling is the term.
Huh. I would imagine people do that in college a lot.
Yeah.
Or they go back home.
Yeah.
I can only imagine that I got freckled a bunch without even knowing it.
Really? You think so? Oh. Was there someone every summer that you would spend time with and you...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially out in California, man. They're weird out there. But we lived right by Folsom Lake, which was a big lake, just like Lake Norman. And my friend had a boat. I think he was freckled quite a bit, too. I'm like, dude, what happened to the girl you were hanging out with last summer? He's like, I don't know. She hasn't called me back.
Yeah, but he had that boat.
How's that boat?
That's
though,
why.
Yeah.
We're waiting to talk to Lou, who apparently, or Louise or somebody... Yeah. Dovey, our intern, working the phones today.
Okay. Hello, okay. Lou. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing really well. So tell us, we were talking about the excuses.
Yeah. Well, basically, make a long story short, my dad was in the hospital. I about lost him. He was having open heart surgery. And my husband decides to cheat. And how I catch him is... him and his girlfriend went and got matching tattoos. And then he acted like, well, it was just coincidence that they got matching tattoos and coincidence that they went to the same tattoo place.
On the same day?
On the same, yeah, pretty much. Hmm. And the funny thing is the person that they went to, I used to work with him before he went out on his own. He owns a tattoo parlor and shop in Charlotte across from the Motor Speedway, and he told me the whole story about how she came in professing their love and how
oh, that's nice.
What
and how
and how, and we were married for 6 years. I was widowed and took a chance to get married again. Mm. And, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Sorry, Lou.
What kind of a tattoo was it?
Oh, I let her go. I'm sorry.
I wanted to know what they got, like if it was the date or card, you know.
That sucks. But the excuse was we just happened to have it. You know, it just turned out to be the same thing.
Yeah.
We got a text message from 704 that says, I caught one of my exes cheating on social media. When I confronted her, she said the picture looked a lot like me. So that'd be like if I was flirting or messing around with another redhead and I liked her picture and Amanda goes, oh, why'd you do that? And I go, oh, I thought that was you.
Oh, at least you have a type.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So we've got a former boy band member who's thinking about running for office in 2020. Mm. This is a new one. We haven't heard this name thrown into the mix yet. I'll tell you who it is coming up in the Dirty on the 30.
The Manny, Roy, and
Sale.
Great conversation going on Facebook Live on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. Aaron is the dude who runs our Facebook Live, and he's telling us about his prom.
Which is such a different experience for me.
How long ago was prom? Just yell real loud.
A year ago.
Oh, just
a year ago?
Oh, I thought you were older.
And what
that.
High school was it? Union Academy, okay. And the after party was at his parents' place, and his parents stayed inside. They didn't bother him. We're totally amused by this.
I know. He didn't go to bed until 4 a.m.
What time did you guys wake up?
Oh, like 1
p.m. in the afternoon.
How many kids slept till 1 at your parents' place?
Some people left, like, in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
So you
didn't get there until the middle of the night.
Yeah.
What would you have done? Do you think you would have left or would you stay till breakfast?
I think I was in bed by 12:30 that night, on my prom night.
I know, but picture yourself at Aaron's house.
Oh, I'm rolling down as mom's like cooking breakfast. I'll sit with mom and dad.
See, I think Roy's going to leave. See, I thought for sure you would leave. You'd be like, I can't sleep. I'm getting out of here.
No. Well, see, now that I'm older, yes.
Yeah.
But as young in high school, I'd definitely have been there for a good time. Yeah.
All right.
But now that I have like my own home and I like my things being my things, I would have for sure been like, all right, guys.
Aaron. Ironically looks just like Anthony Michael Hall, the actor from the Brat Pack in the 80s. You've got to go see it. We'll post him up on Facebook Live on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. Speaking of Kiss, we're going to be at JJ's Red Hots on 1514 East Boulevard this Sunday from 2 to 4. We are huge JJ Red Hot fans. Love the hot dog place. They're celebrating their 1 million hot dog celebration. I wish they would have written 1 million, Roy. Instead, it's 1 with 6 zeros, and I think that's a million.
I think that is a million, but I was like 100,000. 1 million.
Yeah, it's their 1 million hot dog celebration with free ice cold cheer wine, diet cheer wine. Cheer wine, uniquely Southern.
Cheer wine.
Cheer wine.
JJ's Red Hot.
Med Spa, Kiss 95.1.
So, did anyone watch The Proposal last night?
I watched a little bit of The Bachelorette, and there was awesome drama. The guy said, I love you, and then she said, oh my God. He said, well, I thought that's what you wanted me to say.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out real well for him in the end. But The Proposal is by the same people that bring you The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and it premiered on ABC last night at 10. And I guess it's kind of like a soulmate pageant, if that makes sense. So it's The Bachelor meets a pageant meets The Gong Show.
Mm.
So they literally have, you know, somebody that is up for grabs and they're in the dark so you can't see them. And then they have all these people on stage competing in like swimsuit round, question, and you get eliminated as you go. And then I guess it comes down to like one person. And within that hour, you're engaged.
Okay.
At the very end of it.
It's crazy.
It is.
It's also on at 10 o'clock, which I can't do.
I know. No. I have a DVR though. So
Bachelorette was good last night though. Jordan stays on.
Yeah, I think they're just keeping him around at this point.
He had gold underwear or something that he was prancing around
in.
Yeah,
she gave him LeMay.
Dude, you should be watching this. As a gay man, I don't know why you're not watching The Bachelor.
Gold underwear. Now, here I am. I'm too busy with RuPaul's Drag Race.
The Bachelor.
So straight.
Very entertaining. Yeah. All right, so Meghan Markle's dad just opened up, and he was on, I think, GMA yesterday, but he was also on with Good Morning Britain, and they were asking him some questions about how he got caught up in the whole photo scandal, and here's what he said.
They take all kinds of pictures of me, making me look negative. So I thought this would be a nice way of improving my look. Well, obviously, that all went to hell. I feel bad about it. I apologize for it, and that's all I can do. I can't do much beyond that, but that was a mistake.
I feel bad for him.
He has such a... He seems so nice.
He's not from Hollywood. He clearly doesn't get the... you know.
Yeah.
And I thought this is the way he would talk, like just thinking that he was like kind of a, you know, I don't know, very Southern guy.
I don't know what you're trying to pull.
Like, that's what I expected this dude to talk
right.
like.
Yeah. He also said that he didn't, when Meghan first started dating Prince Harry, he didn't realize that it was the prince.
Well, the first phone calls were, Daddy, I have a new boyfriend. And I said, that's really nice. And then the next call was like, he's British. And I said, well, that's really nice. And then eventually the third time around was like, he's a prince. At that point, she said, it's Harry. And I said, oh, Harry, okay.
What's he playing with, a fidget spinner? Listen to him.
He's a prince. At that point, she said he's...
He needs a drink of water. I think that's cottonmouth.
Oh, I think you're right.
He did a lot of interviews yesterday. And the cool move was that he held his like ear the whole time. You know how they give you the little IFB?
That was awesome.
You can hear them. He was like holding it the whole time.
Guy has no clue how like showbiz...
No.
Anything works.
Mr. Markle, if we may ask you, how are things between your daughter and Harry right now?
Done what now?
That's what I expected.
That or yeah. He has a publicist who's a genius, and she's like, just play dumb.
Right.
Are you happy to have a princess in your family?
Yeah.
Good.
By the way, Zayn is the boy band member that would like to run for office at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he says, if music doesn't work out because you're too... Wait a second. He's too afraid to be in front of crowds. He can't be president.
Yeah, he does have anxiety disorder.
Yeah, he says that he appreciates other celebrities, though, using their platform as a voice to make a difference.
But, buddy,
as well.
Just to run for office, you could be like, you know, a congressperson. Although he can't run in America because he's not American, but he could do it over there. He could be like in the House of Lords or something in Britain.
But he can run like for Congress, though, or
here
governor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think he can run for...
You got to be an American citizen to be president. Right. And I'm not a birther. I'm just telling you, that's what the rules are.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get? What does Loren like?
You are going to love this, and I'm going to say you're welcome in advance. Adult push pops for the summertime. You can get your buzz with a popsicle. And this one that I found uses 15% top shelf liquor, and they have everything from lemon drop martini sherbets to Caribbean breeze sherbets, pink paradise, which is like a pink lemonade, and so many more. I am all in on this one.
You just got to be careful not to leave it in the reach of your kids.
Yes, of course.
Yes, put that on the top of the freezer.
I wouldn't recommend that for the kiddies, but it's only 100 calories, too.
Cool. Ooh, I like that part.
Yeah. We'll put that information up at kiss951.com.
Thanks, Loren. A little earlier this morning, we were talking about the astonishing rate of the amount of people that don't know how to fix their car. We're going to tell you about the things that they don't know how to do when it comes to fixing their car. And then also we want to ask you guys about your janky car that we all have a janky car in our garage. We're going to discuss it in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, want it?
My gosh, that was Logic featuring Sam Smith.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, if you hear a Sam Smith song in the 8 o'clock hour, you get to go into the MRL suite to see his show.
My gosh.
I believe so.
You're right, Roy.
This is going to blow your mind, too. Sam Smith is coming July 6th, the Spectrum Center. We have that suite, so we're going to get somebody in there. But Logic is actually here tonight.
What a coincidence.
Mind blown.
Who is this?
Nana,
where are you calling us from?
Rock Hill.
Nana and Rock Hill, you are calling number 9. You are going into the Sam Smith suite.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who are you taking with you?
I'm going to take my fiance with me.
What a nice little date night.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and Sam Smith, you are going to feel some type of way with that fiance of yours leaving the Spectrum Center. I mean, he just puts you in a mood.
Yeah.
And you get to go in the suite to watch it.
Yes, sir.
We just ask that you please clean up on your way out.
Please.
Yes.
Otherwise, we get stuck with the bill.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
You ever been to a concert in a suite before?
I have not.
You're not going to want to go to any other shows after this. That's the only downside, because you have all the room in the world you want. You can stand up, stretch, dance. Nobody's going to be in your way.
Yeah.
And you're in.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Great, Nana. Thanks so much for listening to the MRL Morning Show down there in Rock Hill, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Hold on a second. There we go.
Sweet.
Jeez, it's only Tuesday. We got 3 more people to get in there.
So make sure you're listening every day at the 8 o'clock hour. You never know when you're going to hear that Sam Smith song.
All right, 68% of car owners have an issue with their car, and they don't know how to handle it. We're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about janky cars coming up all in just about 9 minutes.
Now it's you, and we listen too. There's a microphone in your car.
Uncanny. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Before we get into the whole car debate about my car so janky, because so many people are driving cars with issues, and this new study says most of those people have no idea how to fix the issue. And I'm one of them. I don't know anything about cars. But yesterday morning, we were kind of goofing around with you guys about how the MRL show made it out on Friday night. I had a dad's event, so I couldn't be there. But, Roy, where'd you guys go?
We went to Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper's concert.
It's like a stage show.
Which, by the way, I don't know if I ever brought it up. Lorraine was having serious conversations with me while she was drunk that we should do what they do and take our show on the road.
Oh.
Well, right. They just did a lot that, like, when Nicole and I were watching their show, it was very much kind of like our show is when we talk about each other.
It's exactly our show.
They
even had phone callers. Yeah. People stood up and asked questions.
Yeah.
Like, we could easily take this show on the road, man.
Yeah.
And it was fun. Yeah. They just had an open bar. Oh, not an open bar, but they had bars open for right. you to go and...
Mm-hmm.
So Comedy Zone, book us now.
We need a smaller venue than that.
Oh, okay. Roy's apartment. Come on by.
So Roy made a big joke about how when he got there, everybody was in pretty good shape. But by the time the show was over at the Blumenthal, the girls were hammered.
Yeah.
Nicole, her girlfriend and Lorraine, right?
Yeah, I'm like, what did I miss?
All right.
You should have sat with us, bro.
Just so none of us miss anything, here is video that Roy took, and I've been told that we've got the video transferred over to audio. Here it is. This is afterwards, you guys leaving and trying to cross the street. You'll hear producer Nicole's girlfriend, Lauren, and our friend right here, Loren.
You don't think you're bad here. You don't think you're bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad.
No.
Hey, that's my car.
Stop.
That's
your car.
So
I am holding Lauren by the waist because she's trying to go out into the middle of the street. So I'm telling her inch back.
Well, my boyfriend's holding Lauren because they're both too drunk to even be doing that.
And who's yelling stop? And that's my car.
Stop.
So Lauren yells, that's my car. And then Lauren screams, stop.
Well, so Nicole's girlfriend, Lauren, saw what looked to be her car.
Right.
You don't see your bad here. You don't see your bad.
What time is this, by the way?
Maybe 10 o'clock.
Like 10:30, 10:45. It is not 1 a.m.
Yeah, you guys haven't even hit an after party yet. This is just coming out of the Blumenthal.
We are the after party.
This is what I got out of the show, which is why I was so shocked. And by the way, people are like leaving late dinners, getting ready for a night out. It's not like 1 a.m.
Right.
We think we're in Vegas.
Yeah, and for you three, it's 1 a.m. Like, when you saw them at first, before the show, they were like, hey, we're over here.
Fine.
We're sitting over here.
Drinking a glass of wine. And then they come out of the show like,
it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad.
Hey, that's my car.
Stop. That's
your cookie.
That's
your cookie. She's like, this off.
There's one laugh.
Okay. All right. It's happening. It's
Let me tell you what happened there.
In the middle of the street.
She
that's
stopped in the middle of the street to talk to me, and there's traffic right there. I'm like, go!
Lorraine did?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you go out with the MRL show on a Friday night. Between the hours of 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m., you get lit.
Charlotte.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We're talking about janky cars coming up in 5 minutes.
The Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Actually, our producer, Patrick, is in the studio. We're going to talk about how he had to, used to, up until like last week, get in and out of his car.
Right.
But first, we want to talk about a really cool show that just came out of nowhere. It's called the Pop-Up Show.
Pop-Up Show, free show tonight, 5 p.m., Rosemont. If you want to see Cash perform live, go to Rosemont, formerly Woo's, formerly Nana Bryan's, off of South Boulevard in Charlotte. A free show tonight at 5 p.m.
So 2,000 American car owners were asked in this new poll, And they found as many of a quarter of those 2,000 feel like their car is at risk each time they hit the road because their car needs repair and no longer runs well. So then the study went further to ask, okay, if something happens to the car, would you know how to fix it? And the results were alarming. 68% of people said that they would have no idea how to change a tire. 36% of people said they would have no idea how to jumpstart a car. That's like one in four in this poll didn't know how to jumpstart a car.
In the days of YouTube, there's really no reason not to know, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like really if you're stuck on the side of the road, you can learn anything on YouTube. Anything.
So here's what we want to know from you guys. We've all had a car that has barely run. Maybe the windows don't roll down, so you have to open the door when you go to the drive-thru and yeah. take it in. 704-570-9595. Let's play a round of my car is so janky.
I mean, my cars were always janky.
And your car recently
has been janky.
Yeah, I heard you saying that you're going to have to get in through the driver's side.
The passenger
again.
Side.
Yeah, the passenger side.
So let's start back and work our way to new. Like, my first car was a pickup truck, and the rust was rusted out on the bottom. So, like, I could see the ground as I was driving.
You can Flintstone your car.
Right.
Put your feet down.
Then, let's see here. I had a Dodge car, Charger. And there was something involving, I guess, with the AC or heating. I can't remember what it was. But in the wintertime, I, for some odd reason, had to keep towels in my car because the inside of my windshield would get like liquid, it would like condensate, and I would have to wipe everything.
Okay,
it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it was broken, clearly
broken. Like mm-hmm. I was constantly having to wipe my own windshield while driving because it was a hazard.
Sounds safe.
It was awful. And then recently, my car, my driver door on my Ford Taurus won't unlock with the key fob, so I have to go to the passenger side, then reach over, open the driver door, get out, and go back in.
Now, producer Joaquin, you had the same issue with your car. How are you getting in and out of your BMW?
So it's very simple. There's like a little panel you pull out, and you just unscrew where the keyhole is. Because my car's old enough.
On the outside of the car?
Yeah, on the outside of the car. You can still like put your key physically in there and unlock it. So I had took that out, and all I had to do was put a screwdriver or like a popsicle stick and just twist it. But as easy it is to pull out, it's also easy to fix, and it only cost me like $5.
Okay.
And like Loren said, I just looked it up on YouTube.
But for a while, you were driving with no key lock on your car.
Yeah, for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, he came to work with a screwdriver.
It looked like he was stealing a car.
Every day. The police never stopped
nice
him, by the way.
BMW, you know.
704-570-9595. We'd love to hear your car stories. My car is so janky, you can also text to 704-570-9595. Loren, what to jumpstart a car, what do you have to do? You got this right before. Let's see if you still know it.
You mean, it's red to red, and you can't touch them together. You can't touch red and black together.
Right.
That's a problem.
You'd have major spark issues.
Yes.
That's right. You also told us that at prom, you changed a tire.
It wasn't prom. I was on a date and came out and got our car from valet and made it about a mile down the road. And the guy that I was with did not know how to change a tire. So in the middle of South Beach, I'm in a cocktail dress, laying on the side of the road, changing a tire.
Oh my gosh.
But in all fairness, your humble brag got you in trouble because you told us earlier that you told him that you took shop.
Right.
I took an auto mechanics class my senior year of high school.
You guys remember when my tire blew on South Boulevard? And so my spare tire was in the back of my trunk, but my trunk was filled with a bunch of junk. So I had to put all my trash and all my crap out on the side of the road. It looked like a yard
garage sale.
For me just to get my tire to put the spare on.
Oh, that's awesome.
And like the wind's kicking up all the papers. You know, it's a massive mess.
People, somebody stops and asks if like this starts looking through your stuff, picking at it.
Yeah.
Area code 980 said that when they touched the steering wheel and the radio at the same time, they used to get a massive shock in their
Whoa!
Car.
Ooh, that's not good.
All right, 704-570-9595. What makes your car so janky? We've all been there.
This is Dorianne from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Okay, what's up with your janky car?
So I'm an Uber driver, and one day it wasn't working, and the next day I had to wait for it to work. So I couldn't change the gear
the power steering goes, it's electronic. So I had to get a tow truck to the dealership. Come to find out, I had to lose battery. So nothing was working in my car. I was so frustrated. So I had to spend $200 on all kinds of little different pieces and stuff just to get my car to work.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you're like the 2,000 people who in this poll say they have an issue with their car and they have no idea how to fix it. And I'm one of them. I'm so bad with cars. Thank you so much for the
by
call.
By the way, she had her 2014. That ain't...
No.
That ain't, well, I don't know.
It's a battery issue, though.
I was just talking to someone and they're like, I was like, I have a 2013. He was like, yeah, your car's getting up there. And I'm like, really?
Right?
Really?
5 years, though. That.
Is it really? Like, is that all the cars are really? Like, then they start...
Yeah. Listen, come once they're on. Out of warranty, I feel like everything goes.
My dad's friend had like a 97 or 98 Corvette convertible. It was a lemon.
Yeah.
You know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
It's bad from the factory.
Okay.
It was made poorly. The sunroof wouldn't go down all the way. the driver's door wouldn't lock. So he actually returned it and they gave him a whole new car.
Yeah.
But right. It was a whole thing.
We just got a text in here from a 704. I would have to roll my window down and then open from the outside of my car to open the door. When I got my new car, I would do it out of habit.
Oh, that's funny.
Even when they didn't need to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello, Tyler and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Tell us about your janky car.
Oh, how y'all guys doing this morning?
We're doing well, bud.
I used to have an old Buick, and there would be... I'd had rust falling off the side of it. So every time I'd walk by, I would take my foot and just kick it and see how much rust I could get to fall
oh
off
my
of
gosh.
And also, I'd have to run the heat literally full blast or else my car would overheat. So if it's 95 degrees out like it is right now, I would pretty much be sweating or else. My car would pull up.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
You got to do that 50-mile-an-hour air where you open the windows at 50 miles an hour and get the air going.
Exactly.
Thanks, Tyler. Someone sent in a text message from area code 901. Says in high school, sometimes my car wouldn't start, so I'd have to slam the hood to get my car to start. Really fun in the high school parking lot.
Slamming the hood.
I got to look for the pictures of my dad's truck when I was in high school because he used to try to drop me off my freshman year, and I used to ask him to drop me off, like, a mile away, and I would walk in. It was like four different trucks put together. It had a brown hood, blue fenders, a red bed to it. It was like 14 different trucks.
It was a transformer.
Yeah.
So oh, many man. Funny ones coming in. You want to take one more?
Sure.
Let's see. Let's answer one blindly, Roy. Yeah. Go ahead. Let's answer this one blindly.
Hello. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, is this Neil? I see your name now.
This is.
What's up, bud? Talking about janky cars. Go ahead.
I had a car. It was a 95 Corolla, and it just had this hairline fracture in the distributor cap. And
oh, boy.
Oh, no. You're breaking up, just, buddy.
Oh, no. You're breaking up. And I don't even know what a distributor cap is. I don't know what
it's
that
like,
is.
It's like really, like it's really important if even a minor thing goes wrong with it. Mm-hmm. It has to do with the spark plugs. And
I hear Roy in the background. Radio's on, yeah. So your radio works in your new car.
Yeah, and it rained really hard, and I had a busted out grill on the car too from a deer.
Whoa!
And it flooded the car like completely. I could not drive the car, like, tried to start it up, and this white smoke started billowing out of the back of this vehicle. And had to do, like, hundreds of dollars worth of repairs, had to do a complete tune-up on this thing.
Hey, we got so audio bad. Of your car right now, Neil. Here he goes.
Yep. Look at all that smoke.
Coming to pick you up, Loren.
That's funny.